Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Tuesday morning edition of our 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're in Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 20, and this is Mark's account of Jesus' resurrection. It's often referred to as an empty tomb story because of the way that it ends at verse 8, with the empty tomb being the proof of Jesus' resurrection. Many scholars believe that the longer ending was added in the late 2nd or early 3rd century A.D. In today's reading, several women go to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body, but when they arrive, a messenger tells them that Jesus has been raised to life. According to the additional ending, Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene and to his followers. Jesus tells his disciples what they must do, and he is then taken up into heaven. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is prayer. So let's begin reading in Mark chapter 16 and verse 1. After the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, mother, and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, bought spices to go and anoint the body of Jesus. Very early on Sunday morning at sunrise, they went to the tomb, and on the way, they said to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" Because it was a very large stone. Then they looked up, and they saw the stone had already been rolled back. So they entered the tomb, where they saw a young man sitting at the right, wearing a white robe, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "I know that you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised. Look, here is the place where he was placed. Now, go and give this message to his disciples, including Peter, that he is going to Galilee ahead of you, where you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and ran out of the tomb, distressed and terrified. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. After Jesus rose from the dead early on Sunday, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had driven out seven demons. She went and told his companions. They were mourning and crying. And when they heard her say that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe her. After this, Jesus appeared in a different manner to two of them while they were on their way to the country. And they returned and told the others, but they wouldn't believe it. Last of all, Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples as they were eating. He scolded them because they did not have faith and because they were too stubborn to believe those who had seen him alive. He said to them, "Go throughout the whole world and preach the gospel to all people. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. Believers will be given the power to perform miracles. They will drive out demons in my name. They will speak in strange tongues. If they pick up snakes or drink any poison, they will not be harmed. They will place their hands on sick people, and these will get well." After the Lord Jesus had talked with them, he was taken up to heaven and set at the right hand of God. The disciples went and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and proved that their preaching was true by the miracles that they performed. And today's key verse is Mark chapter 16, verse 6, where the young man said to the women, "I know you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised. Look, here is the place where he was laid." Beloved, sometimes things are just too wonderful to believe. And I can only imagine as everyone who knew of Jesus, their lives were totally crushed in seeing and or hearing of his crucifixion, death, and burial. Oh, how they just knew that their lives would never be the same again. But they left out the God factor. As long as God is sitting on the throne, miracles are real. And Jesus was able to show himself alive, raised from the dead, and still people had a problem believing that, but ultimately they had the faith to accept it. Now I'm wondering just how many of us miss out on God's promises because we just don't have the faith to accept something that is wonderful as one of God's promises. Let's pray. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, you are alive forevermore. The good news of your resurrection fills my heart with joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end. Beloved, join me tomorrow. We'll be in John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18, where Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. And until tomorrow morning then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.